The University of Virginia is one of a dozen schools under intense federal investigation for how it's handled sexual assault on its campus. And a recent story in Rolling Stone magazine drew more attention to the school. The article detailed an account of an alleged gang rape at a UVA fraternity. The woman making the allegations was a freshman at the time. That story of the incident and of the school's reaction to it has been covered by national news outlets, including NPR. But in the past few days, there have been questions about Rolling Stone's approach to investigating and telling the story. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik has been following this and the reaction to the story. David, what aspect of this Rolling Stone story are observers now taking issue with?
Well, you know, if you think about this, you think of the University of Virginia as this great esteemed institution. And as yet, as you say, there have been questions about how it's handled allegations of rape and sexual assault. The story led on a very difficult and troubling account of a gang rape of a young woman in the fall of 2012. In her telling of it, a number of men at a fraternity spiked her drink and then proceeded to sexually assault her. It's detailed, it's compelling, it's very tough reading, and it makes the case for the indignity she suffered at their hands and also at the hands of the university in how they addressed it. The complication is severalfold. The author did not identify the woman by name, her attacker by name, using pseudonyms and also pseudonyms for several of the friends. But, you know, it's not clear the extent to which the people involved who could have been corroborating witnesses, a couple of the friends, whether they were interviewed. There's no effort made in the course of the piece to talk directly to the man who's given the name Drew, who appears to have led the alleged sexual assault. And in fact, it turned out that the reporter had not even asked him directly about this, although she knew who it was, had instead referred to officials of the fraternity to which he belonged.
Now, you have spoken with this reporter, the woman who wrote the piece. Did she tell you why she didn't reach out to them?
Yes, her name is Sabrina Rubin Erdely. I was very thoughtful in our conversation this morning about the article. She said she found the accuser, a woman named Jackie, her case to be compelling and Jackie herself to be credible, but that she was distraught in the wake of this incident now 2 years ago, and also that she was even now emotionally fragile, and that late in the reporting process of this larger piece about the culture of accusations and the questions of how the University of Virginia has more broadly handled sexual assault, that in the course of this reporting, that the woman that she's calling Jackie came to her and said, please do not contact the man we're calling Drew. Do not contact my assailant. It's too troubling for me. And that she found that gave her pause and her editors pause as well. They felt that it wouldn't be right to do so given her emotional state. And that's why she didn't do it. But she, you know, she said that she took great pains to do this reporting and that she feels the critique of her journalistically is really an assault on Jackie's credibility, which has echoes in society as so many women's accounts of being attacked have been taken for granted or cast aside for so much of American history.
David, very briefly, what is journalistic protocol and responsibility here? I mean, what would have been considered best practice?
Well, the idea that you don't confront somebody who's been accused, even pseudonymously in a relatively small community like the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, that you don't confront that person and give him a chance to say no comment, to lawyer up, or even to offer countervailing evidence, you know, phone records showing he was on the other side of the country, for heaven's sake, seems definitely unfair. But the second real true problem here is that Rolling Stone's editors and the reporter didn't decide to share with their readers the judgment that they made, perhaps compromised in my opinion and that of others, but nonetheless say, look, we made a decision not to contact him directly. So hard to know how much true validity to give the account that was presented to us there.
All right. Thank you, David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. Thanks again.